Blog Talk Radio.
Glory for the great, for the mighty things that he continues to do in our lives. We would like to welcome our radio audience to the Crossroad broadcast. And we are broadcasting live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we would like you to know that God is in control. Yes, God is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. He has not some power, but he has all power in his hand. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We want you to know that the Crossroad broadcast consists of professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. I would like to take this time to introduce to you the counselors on the Crossroad broadcast. They are as following: Dr. Gloria Castor, Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, and your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we want to just reverence the Most High God. We have some important info that we want to be able to discuss with you today. It's just as a continuation of what God has given to us to give to you, to give to the nation, to give to those that are round about us that are in need of this vital information to help them to grow, to educate them, to help make their lives to be more peaceful, more at ease, to know yourself, to know your partner, to know things that you may have been denied of. So today, we have some great topics that we're going to be speaking on. And before I go into prayer, I just want you to know that we're going to continue our discussion on anger, which has been so beautifully discussed by Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. You know, there are so many things that when we talk about anger that you need to know. And through the course of the next few weeks, Dr. Lucio is going to introduce to you and talk to you about what triggers anger, what is the connection between denial and anger, and what is anger cycles, what is the best tip for anger control, and also the stages of anger. She began to talk to you on last week about the anger disorders as well. And we're just going to continually to go and to be able to give you more insight in that. And then Dr. Gloria Castor, she's going to come and she's going to talk about such an important topic that all of us need to hear, and that is forgiveness. And she's going to tell you what forgiveness is and why forgiveness is so important, what caused forgiveness, why is so necessary and important for us to forgive one another. And there are some things that we go through in life and some hurts, and sometimes we're offended and misunderstood, sometimes we lied on, we're rejected. But yet we need to know how to forgive, because by not forgiving, we can have things that are happening to our health that will cause our life to be in jeopardy. So Dr. Castor is going to talk to you about that. And then we're going to talk to you continually about domestic violence. And yes, that's a big topic as well, and it's so important for all of you to be able to tune in to be blessed of the Lord. And yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. At this time, we're getting ready to go before the Most High God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. God, we magnify your name. God, we thank you for another opportunity, God, to come before the throne of grace. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to go before the broadcasting audience, Lord God, and the radio audience, to be able, God, to give them what you have given us. And Lord, we pray even now, God, that lives will be changed. God, that souls will be saved. We pray, God, that forgiveness will be manifested, God. We pray even now that the anger, the volatile anger that people are experiencing, God, that they'll know how to handle it, God. And we pray even now, even with domestic violence, God, that's so prevalent in our land today. God, we pray even now that the healing and, God, that being educated, being informed, that, God, that they'll know more and, God, that they'll know how to live and, God, they'll know how, Father God, to treat one another. So, Lord, we pray even now, God, even as we began this broadcast, Lord, touch the hearts of the people, God, from state to state, from city to city, God, from all, even on foreign soil. I see, God, to touch them even now. God, we pray even now that deliverance, God, would be manifested as each anointed counsel of God, spoken of God, come to the forefront on today. And for this, God, we will truly bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Amen. So at this time, we're excited about what God is about to do. And we're going to go to our first speaker. Our first discussion will be coming from Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. And we want to choose and take this opportunity to be blessed as the woman of God comes and speaks to our hearts.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, for another opportunity to come before you today and before God's people and the radio audience. My topic is about anger disorder, emotional disorders, intermittent explosive disorders, and also the underlying cause and agent of all these disorders. All these disorders are is anger. I'm just going to recap a little bit what I spoke on last week. There are children, youth, teenagers, and also adults in our society which are exhibiting a violent attitude of extreme anger, extreme hostility, and extreme defiance. Some individuals believe in their cognitive thinking, their thoughts, and their minds that no one can tell them anything, because they know everything, and they think because they have experienced most things, they think that they've been there, done that, applies to their very young lives. Because of hurt, neglect, childhood traumas, and abuse in many forms, especially sexual abuse, the child, the teenager, and also the adult, they have built invisible walls of protection around them. These walls are built with the underlying agent and the cause of everything, which is anger. And anger is reinforced with emotional disorder, it's reinforced with anger disorder, and it's reinforced with intermittent explosive disorder. These disorders are the bricks and mortars that no one can bring down but God. So we are asking God in the name of Jesus to allow the people to have a Jericho experience so that the walls of hurt and disappointment and all these disorders and especially anger will come down and that God will come in and heal them. So our question tonight is, or this evening, is what is the premise or the basics for violent outbursts and rage? And that's the question. The answer is anger. So what is anger? Anger is an emotional state, experienced by everyone. Anger is the source. It is the fuel that supplies energy to emotional disorder, intermittent explosive disorder, and also anger disorder. Proverbs 27:4 says, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. So outrageous means that it's scandalous, it's shocking. Anger occurs in various degrees of intensity, from mild annoyance, someone may say, not today, please, I don't want to be bothered, or to aggravation, just leave me alone, I will hurt you, just leave me alone. And also it may go to violent rage, I will hurt you, and the individual may even use weapons to inflict harm and death. So the child, the teenager, or an adult that has been wronged in their lives has developed an attitude of getting back or striking back at their attacker or attackers. So what do? They retaliate. What they say, I'm going to pay you back for what you've done to me, no matter what the cause. They rebel. They refuse allegiance. They refuse loyalty. They're not loyal to anyone, and they show little or no love. They also plot and plan. They scheme plans for hurt, harm, and even death. Because of hostility and anger, they have surrounded themselves with a defensive mechanism. And these children, teenagers or an adult, are on the alert. And what they are doing, they are waiting for an attack from their attacker or attackers, such as verbal abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse with traumas, near-death experience, sexual abuse. They trust no one. They are ready and armed for the attacker or attackers. They're ready and will fight. They might even kill. They demonstrate hostility, animosity. They demonstrate ill will. They are unfriendly. They have unfriendly feelings, and they have active hate and anger. So when does anger happen? When does anger begin in a child, or may we say when does anger begins in an individual? Anger really begins in infancy when someone is a little baby, and it continues to the latter years or the golden years of someone's life. And without God's help, anger will destroy an individual. With stress, we'll see that with stress. We see anger will draw someone with sickness. We see defiance. People are defiant. They don't care what they do and how they do it. It would destroy a person with misery, accident, depression. Anger will destroy a person in poverty, have a person be in poverty, and also destroy a person even to death. Anger within a person may be hidden and held inside for many years and even decades. And then all of a sudden, there may be a violent outburst of rage, and we see that very often. We see that often. You know, you may see a passive person, and they may be cool, calm, and collect, but all of a sudden, it's an outburst of violence and rage, and then you may say, where did that come from? So anger also can be a short duration of coming and going. And anger associated with intermittent explosive disorder express and demonstrate in an adult road rage, domestic violence, violent rape, violent emotions, violent physical and verbal abuse, violent murder, violent incest by father or family members. So this rage also, when it's demonstrated in a child, you may see an angry outburst. You may see temper tantrums. You may see breaking of objects and throwing things. That child may bully other children. They may act out, and they may constant in fights, and also they may go to the extreme or hurting or maiming are also killing others. Anger is an evil culprit sent from Satan himself, and Satan's motive is to manipulate and to stir up, to maim and to destroy God's people. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life, and have it more abundantly." So we thank God for the God life. We see this culprit anger in anger disorder, which is frequent resentment. That person is always frequently angry. They are mean and hateful. They don't know how to talk to others. They are touchy. They are very easily annoyed by others. They question and they resent rules and authority. So a child, a teenager, or maybe even an adult with anger disorder that have been abused sexually, such as sexually fondling, touching of their genitals, or digital and object penetration in their vaginal, anus, or mouth, may show poor self-image. They may do sexual acting out with themselves, sexual acting out with others, and sexual acting out with animals. They may not know how to love or forgive, and they live in anger, hate, and hate for others, and much more. Anger that's associated with emotional disorder can and will develop into emotional numbness. The individual may feel helpless and hopeless with flashbacks. They may go into revictimization and say, it's my fault, it's never the abuser. They take risks with their lives. Sometimes they show little or no emotional feeling, which may cause them to become a sociopath or a psychopath, and they also are in denial because of anger. Anger associated with intermittent explosive disorder is a repeated episode of aggression and violent behavior. A person, a child, a teenager, or an adult reacts grossly out of proportion to the situation. They take any problem, any situation to the next level with violent rage, with friends, with family members, at the workplace, and even strangers. The Word of God says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger, Proverbs 15:1. We must watch as individuals and as God's people what we say and how we say it. And we do not know who's living in hidden anger, and they are a time bomb ready to explode. Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man. 15%, approximately 15 to 20% women, 5% to 15% men were sexually abused when they were children. When a person is abused or has been abused at any age, no matter what the gender, they express bitterness, they express hatred, revenge, and sinful anger. And this may be the only emotions that they may know how to express. But the scripture says in Hebrews 10:30, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, God will repay, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. So the child or teenager with anger issues or the adult with flashbacks or PTSD, help has come to you, and there is a way out by God through Christian counseling. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, for blessing us, for telling us some of the things that we need to know, some things that will help us to live peacefully in our society, in our homes, to recognize those signs of why sometimes people are so volatile in their reactions, so angry, so upset, so mad. And it seems to be that they can't shake it. It seems to be that they can't get along with other people. And because of that, we need to know what is happening to them, what has happened to them, so that they can be able to find peace with themselves and peace with God. So we thank Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio for letting us know about the anger, about the intermittent type explosive disorder. It's when you're out of control and you can't control it. And it's so much that you need to tune in on Monday so that Dr. Lucio can be able to give you a greater insight of what you need to know. Yes, we cannot do all of this in one setting, but we want you to be aware, and most of all, God wants you to be aware of what is happening to you and those that are around you, how you don't know what's going on, why they're acting the way that they're reacting, and why they have sudden anger appear at different times. You need to know, because it can cause your life. It can cause the life of someone else. It can break up a marriage. It just causes all kinds of things, of friction and things that we don't want to happen to you. So tune in on this coming Monday with Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio on the Crossroad broadcast. And then we're going to take up and some things that we left off on last Monday. And we want to talk to you today again about domestic violence. And we know that domestic violence is something that is happening throughout our world. And we see the domestic things that are happening in our homes, and sometimes we don't address it. Sometimes maybe we don't even recognize the person that being abused, think that they're doing it because of the person, that the person can't help it, or the person that they're so in love with them until they don't say anything, or it's just a normal way of life. But we don't want you to think of being abused as being a normal way of life, because it is not a normal way of life. So what we want to do today is to let you know that today is the beginning of the day that you can stop the abuse that are happening to you. If you're a husband and you have been abused by your wife, it needs to stop today. If you are a wife and you've been abused by your husband, it needs to stop today. If you are a parent and you've been abused by your child, a violent abuse, you need to stop, and you need to recognize those signs that are happening, that you see that are happening, but yet don't understand. And we just gonna do a short recap and let you know that domestic violence and abuse, it can happen to anyone. That's one of the things that we need to stress. It can happen to anyone, regardless of their size, their gender, or their strength. And it is a problem that has been overlooked. It's a problem that has been denied. And also, it is it let us know also that it is denied, especially when the abuser has a psychological, been abused psychological and not maybe that physical abuse, because of the fact that you don't think that you are being abused. But when you are being mentally abused, then you need also some help. And it also let us know that it is especially true when the abuser is a psychological rather than a physical. Sometimes you see the outside evidence of someone has that black eye, or somebody's jaw been broken, or someone's mouth is bleeding, or that they're not running their teeth out of their mouth because of the abuse. And when we think about it, we can even revert back to what Dr. Lucio was saying about the anger and whatnot, because that has some parts to do with it as well. And then when we start talking about emotional abuse, it's often it's minimized. It shouldn't be minimized, but it is sometimes it is often minimized, but it can cut deep like a scaffold. And it can leave a lasting scar. So we want you to be aware of what is happening to you. We want you to know the signs, because if you don't know the signs, sometimes you don't know that you are being abused. And the first step is to ending the abuse. And no one should live in fear of a person they love. If you say that you're married to this individual, you should not live in fear of that person. If that person say that they love you. And sometimes there have been cases when partners have abused the other partner, and right after they abuse that person, then they would say, you know, I didn't mean to do that, and you know that I love you. You got to know, I didn't mean to do that. That person needs some help. If you recognize yourself or someone in your family or someone that you know that being abused, you need to get some help. And we want you to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and that hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233. And then you want to ask, you know, what is domestic abuse? Domestic abuse is also known as spousal abuse, and it occurs when one person is intimidated, either intimate relationship rather, in marriage, to try to dominate and control the other person. You may not be in that situation, but you know that other people that are in relationship that are being controlled by the other person. If you learn the signs, you listen at Crossroads Broadcast, and you hear what the counselors are telling you on today, you're going to be able to help save their lives. And spousal abuse, domestic abuse, it occurred when one person also includes that physical violence, which is called domestic violence, when a person is physically attacked. And also domestic violence is also used in order to intimidate other people and come against them as well. Domestic violence and abuse are used for one person, one purpose only, I want you to know that, and that is to gain and to maintain control over that other person. An abuser doesn't play fair. We said that on last Monday. The abuser, the person that abusing that person, they do not play fair. The abuser uses fear, they use guilt, they use shame, they use intimidation to wear out, to wear that person down, to keep them under his or her thumb. And also the abuser may also threaten that person. It may even hurt that person or hurt those that are around about them. Domestic violence and abuse doesn't stop. It doesn't even discriminate. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or yellow or red or whatever you may be. It does not discriminate. Whether you're female or you male, it does not discriminate. It even happened among the heterosexual partnership. It happens in all areas, in all over all barriers. It happens. So therefore, we need to get understanding. We need to get some help as to how you can help yourself, how you can help that other person. It occurs within all ages, no matter what the ages are, no matter what the ethical background is, and no matter what the economical level it is, it still is spousal abuse. It still is domestic abuse. While women more commonly are victimized, we said that last week, that more women are more victimized than men, but men still are being abused, especially they're being verbal abused. You may be one of those women that are abusing your husband. You may be one of those women that you may be not physically abusing them, but with your mouth, verbally, you are tearing him down. You are tearing him apart. You are saying things that will cause him to feel less than a person, less than a man. And so, therefore, that should and that must stop. If you want to keep your marriage, if you want to keep from being attacked, because sometimes when people go through, it's just like someone that keeps taking a sharp instrument and they keep pricking on a special area in their body or whatever part that they've been pricked or whatever part that they're being ignored or whatever it may be. And then it comes to that volatile, that intermittent type explosive disorder that Dr. Licio was speaking to you today. And I know it is far more than what we're saying here today, but I need you to understand, we need you to understand how important it is that the abuse must stop. And although sometimes men are being abused, physically abused as well. And the bottom line is that abusive behavior is never acceptable. Whether it's coming from a man or a woman, whether it's coming from a teenager or older, as a you deserve to feel valued, you deserve to be respected, and you deserve to be safe. You must recognize abuse is the first step to getting help. Domestic abuse often escalates from threats and verbal abuse to violence. They stop no longer verbalizing the abuse, and they'll go to that physical violence, or they may take a weapon or whatever it may be. But you need to know the signs. And while physical abuse injuries may be the most obvious danger, the emotional and psychological consequences of domestic abuse are also very, very severe. So now, let's get the number, 1-800-799-7233. You need to know whether or not you are being abused and the signs so that you can call. Again, 1-800-799-7233. Emotional abuse. Relationships can destroy your self-worth. It can lead to anxiety and depression. It can make you feel helpless and alone. And no one should have to endure this kind of pain. No one. And your first step to breaking free is to recognize your situation is abusive. Once you acknowledge that and the reality of the abusive situation, then you can get help that you need. The signs of the abuse relationship. There are many, many signs of an abuse relationship. The most telltale sign is fear of your partner. We talked about that on last week. If you feel like you have to walk on eggshells around your partner, you need to get some help. Your partner consists of watching you. You can't say anything or do anything unless they're going to blow up. That's a sign of domestic abuse. Chances are that your relationship is unhealthy and it's abusive. The other signs that you may also take a look at include when your partner belittles you or try to control you, and also feel of self loathing of helpless and desperation. You need to determine whether your relationship is abusive, and you need to, if you can answer yes to these questions, then you need to know that you need to get some help. Signs of your being abusive, that you're in an abusive relationship. Is it like your inner thoughts and feelings? Do you feel afraid of your partner much of the time? Do you avoid certain topics out of fear or anger from your partner? Do you feel that you can't do anything right for him or her? Do you believe that you deserve to be hurt or mistreated? You wonder if you're the one who is crazy. Do you feel emotionally numb or helpless? If you can answer any of those things, most of those signs, you need to get help. Do your partner violate violent behavior? Do he have violent or does she have violent behavior? Does your partner have a bad and unpredictable temper? And I believe that so many partnerships, so many marriages, you know, sometimes they, you know, they'll say, you know, we'll just let this continue. I don't want my husband, I don't want my wife to go to jail because of the fight that I love him, I love her, and this has been 10 years you've been going through the same situation. So you need some help. Also, if your partner hurt you, threatened to kill you, now you need to pay special attention. If your partner says that I'm going to kill you, and they tell you that time after time, or if they have told you that one time too many, you need to make sure that you get some help, because there have been the people that are married that have partners that have told them that they were going to kill them. They didn't believe it because they thought that they loved them so much they didn't do anything about it. Take it from this counselor. You need to get help. Do this person threaten to take away your children and harm them? Do they threaten to commit suicide if you leave them? Something wrong or something unhappy about this person? Do they force you to have sex with them? Do they destroy your belongings? I'm going to have to stop right here. But I need you to listen to what we are saying on today. It is so important that you begin to think about that you're being abused. And if you are being abused, if you're being taken advantage of, if you've been belittled, I need you to make sure that you get some help. We're going to give you that number again at the end now and at the end of the program that you can call and you can talk to someone. That number is 1-800-799-7233. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy, and we want you. We're concerned about you, but God is more concerned about you. We're getting ready to hear from our other counselor that is on the line, that she is going to bless you today. She's going to talk about forgiveness. And Dr. Gloria Castor is getting ready. We want you to, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Crossroads broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to talk about forgiveness. Dr. Gloria Castor.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and I am so grateful and glad to be here today to talk on a subject that many of us really need to hear and to know, because the only way we can connect to God is if we are humble and we don't hold unforgiveness. Unforgiveness not only can take us into a path of unanswered prayers, but it can also bring sickness and bad health when we just hold these things into our mind and our hearts and just don't let it go. And so I want to start out today, first of all, to give you the biggest forgiveness, the awesome forgiveness of anyone, and that is God himself. John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world. He loved everybody in the world. We had sinned. We had fallen short. Many had turned their backs on God, but he still loved us. And in order to free us and allow us to live, because you're going to live eternally somewhere. So in order for us to be able to live eternally with him, he had to make a sacrifice. And his sacrifice was his son, Jesus Christ, who came down through 42 generations that he would bring the biggest forgiveness of all to us, that the love that he showed for us was through his son, Jesus, who he gave that we would have eternal life. And then we look at the Lord's Prayer. Let us look at the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse, the disciples was asking Jesus to teach them how to pray. And Jesus gives them a model prayer, but I'm not going to read the whole prayer. But I want to go to the 12th verse in Matthew 6. And it says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And that means that we have to forgive others as we want them to forgive us. Now, the question is, some common questions are, we should not be surprised if we continue to have questions about the forgiveness of God. We cannot easily step away from the relational and emotional issues that stubbornly refuse to put us to rest. Now, we've been talking about anger. We've been talking about emotional stress. We've been talking about child abuse, which can really put a person over into anger, and then once they do what they do, they walk around with unforgiveness even with themselves. You have to learn how not just to forgive others, you have to forgive yourself as well that you can move on. Now, I want to say, what if we don't feel God forgiveness? What if we have gone around and we've held all of this anger in us, and then we feel like God is not going to forgive me because I did this, because I did that, because I abused my child, because I brought pain on everybody. You might have been on drugs, and you just hurt somebody really bad, and you really feel bad about it, and you feel like God is not going to forgive you for what you have done. And most of us struggle with feelings of guilt and shame. Long after we have confessed our sins to God, we are apt to feel unforgiven. We might fear that we have been rejected by God. God loves us so much that he doesn't reject us. He wants us, first of all, to accept his son Jesus into our hearts as our Lord and come to him. You can't take everything to everybody, but you can take everything to God. And he's there listening. Like I said, we feel when the feeling of guilt hounds us, and they will, we need to remind ourselves that our forgiveness does not depend on how we feel. Forgiving people can feel like they are hanging by a thread over the fires of hell. Forgiving people can be oppressed by the accuser of our soul, which is Satan, who stares up old emotions, the way we stare up the embers of a dying fire. Suddenly we're in flame of the emotions of the anxiety and distress. But those emotions are not telling us the truth about forgiveness of God. When we look at how God sent his very best, his only begotten son, if he can do that, we know that he will forgive us. I want to give you a few scriptures, but I want to go a little bit further on this. Forgiveness is something God does. It's not rooted in our own emotion. It doesn't depend on whether we forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is what God does in the book of heaven when he marks canceled over our debt of sin. We are forgiven when he declares us legally acquitted. You can go to court, and when you're acquitted, you know you're free, regardless of how we might be feeling at this moment, because it's so important to realize that the forgiveness of God is something he does. I want you to look at eight forgiveness as seen in the Old Testament. And the first one is God bags up our sins to throw them away. My offense will be sealed up in a bag. And that comes from Job 14. Number two, God blows away the sins bearer. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like in the morning mist. That's Isaiah 44:2 in the New Revised. God takes away our sins as far as the east is from the west. That means he doesn't, once he casts them away, he remembers them no more. So far has he removed our forgiveness, removes our transgressions from us. And that's Psalm 103:12. God treats our sin like a vanished foe. You will tread on our sins underfoot. That's Michael 7:19. God puts our sins out of his sight. You have put all my sins behind your back. Isaiah 38:17. God puts our sins out of his mind. I will remember their sins no more. That means we live a constant repentant life before God. And God is not a second time God to forgive us. He forgives us over and over again. As long as we come and humble ourselves before him, he will forgive us. And then God cancels the debt of our sin. And this is what he said, I am he who blots out your transgressions. That's Isaiah 44:25. And the last one that I want to give you is number eight, is God removes sin stains and restores purity. Through your sins, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Isaiah 1:18. And I want to tell you, the God that I know and the God that we come to know is a God that does not change. He wants us to even love our enemies. You mean I got to love that person that's been so mean, that talks about me and do all mean things to me? I got to love them? Well, that's what the Word of God said. In Romans 6:35, it said, but love your enemies. Do good to them. And lend to them without expecting to get anything back. But there's a reward for that. Then your reward be great. And you would be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful, and because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. And then I want to give you Luke 6:36. It says, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. We got to stop judging people. We even judge ourselves. And the Word of God in Luke 6:34 says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. We have to remember that forgiveness is something between us and God alone. Biblically, forgiveness is very personal. No one else can decide for us whether we're going to believe in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. But personal doesn't mean private. Those who have lost the weight of sin have every reason to go to public, while someone who finds gold on his land might have reason to be quiet about his discovery. Someone who finds a cure for AIDS, cancer, or the common cold would be the mortal criminal for holding the information to himself. According to the New Testament, those of us who have found something more than value than gold owe our discovery to those who still struggle. Romans 1:14 and 16, the eternal belt, the eternal birth. I want you to go to read Romans 1, 14 through 16. And I want to say to you, the eternal burden and guilt of sin is far more than dangerous than having AIDS. Because you have to remember that God has the final say. God wants us to walk totally and do what he has called us to do. And learn how when you mistreat others, it comes back to you, you will be mistreated. So you've got to learn how to ask God to forgive you for the wrong that you're doing and ask him to forgive yourself for what you believe that he have not forgiven you for, whether it's abuse, whatever you might have done, you got to come to God and let it go to him. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Lori McCaster, for giving us so much of info. I know that you had an ear to hear, and I know that you were able to hear what Dr. Caster was speaking to you on today. But just in case that you need more, and I believe that all of us need more, so it's just like the Word of God, we need more and more. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to write about the word of truth. He said, and we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. And when the Son is made free, it's free indeed. We need to be free. We need to be liberated. We need to know the plan of God, the will of God. And we need to know and to hear those things that God has given for the instruction. Instruction is so important. That it's good to hear, but it's better to follow it as well. So we thank God for the broadcast on today. We thank God as the women of God, as Dr. Rosemary Lucio, Dr. Gloria Caster had come to us, and we were truly blessed what God had given, because each topic is vital. And it's something that you will be able to use and that you'll be able to share. Again, Dr. Rosemary Lucio talked about the anger disorders and the intimate explosive disorder, what triggers it, and so much she shared with us and so much she's going to share on this coming Monday. And again, Dr. Gloria Caster talked about forgiveness. She gave us so many scriptures. She gave us so many things that will cause us to know that it's time for us to forgive, time for us to forgive, not hold on to those hurts. And sometimes we've been offended. It's time for us to not to remain offended because she talked about even those things that will cause our hell to not to be normal because of the fact that we're holding on to the hurts and been offended. Sometimes we're misunderstood. Well, Jesus was misunderstood, but he got over it, and he was able to deal with it so that he could show us that through him we can also be able to move from one level to the other. Yes, sometimes you're going to be rejected, sometimes you're going to be lied on, but you need to forgive. And as I came to you today on domestic violence, yes, please turn, tune in on next, on this meeting. You will be blessed as well. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Somebody out there that needs to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, somebody needs to be saved. And we're going to take this opportunity to ask Dr. Rosemary Lucio to pray for you that you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you need a healing in your body, that you will be healed even as she prays. And we just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Dr. Rosemary Lucio.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence once again. Humbly, we bow down before you. We thank you, God, for your grace and mercy that you have shown towards mankind. God, we thank you for your forgiveness power. We thank you, God, that you are allowing us to know how to forgive others and to forgive our own selves, God, for our many faults and shortcomings and transgressions and sins and iniquity. And, God, we just thank you for being a forgiver of sins. We thank you for forgiving us, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, those that's in the radio audience that do not know Jesus, their personal Savior, we ask you, God, to heal them and to heal them and to forgive them and to deliver them from all their sins, that there will be a change in their life, God, that they will no longer walk in abuse, that they will no longer walk in anger and emotional disorders and unforgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be that whole man that Jesus came to deliver and to make free. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, God, for healing and saving them. In Jesus' name, amen.
We'd like for you to tune in again on this coming Monday for the broadcast, the Crossroads broadcast with Dr. Rosemary Lucio, Dr. Gloria Castor, and your host, Dr. Mary McCoy. Until then, God bless you. May the blessing of God be upon you. May the blessing of God keep you, and may you have a blessed and wonderful day.